The Olympics, some good, some bad coming out of it. The U.S. swim team up to some mischief, up to some no good.
Okay, let's not say the swim team. Let's, because I don't want to put all the swimmers on that block. It's four guys. Four guys out of all the swimmers is not the swim
but
team.
Here, I want to hear your argument. Let's see you.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
I want to hear you guys bash these four swimmers.
Led by Ryan Lochte.
Because I'm going to defend them. But I want to hear your statement.
So
first.
I want to hear, I will be the moderator. I want to hear David's side of defending the swimmers here.
I'm defending the swimmers.
Oh, yes. I want to hear your prosecution.
Okay.
All right. What do we got?
First of all, you're representing the United States of America. You're representing a country that.
So let's backtrack here a little bit. Ryan Lochte, a couple of swimmers, Ryan Lochte fakes being robbed at gunpoint?
Yes.
Okay, so Ryan Lochte being robbed at gunpoint. Something with a swimmer tackling a security guard.
Well, they vandalized a gas station.
They fled the country.
They
Ryan Lochte has
much.
Been summoned back to
they
Brazil.
They had way too much alcohol.
He's been charged. Yes, that does happen. So, if you're a swimmer, I mean, that's a different hole. We won't even get into that. So, continue with your point, David.
Okay, so, whenever you're at the Olympic Games, you're not just representing yourself. You're representing everybody else that's in your country. You're representing the United States of America, and you should take some freaking pride in that. You should take pride in wearing the red, white, and blue, and you should not go out and get drunk and then go and... Fine. If you go out and get drunk after you have such a great... He had a great Olympics. He did. He won a few medals. He placed well. But then to go out and lie about it in a country that takes lying very strictly, Brazil, I mean, seriously, Brazil, those authorities, they do not take that stuff lightly. And now they're demanding for him to come back to Brazil.
And this should be easy. I mean, David, you're making this easy for me.
I'm sorry.
Should he go back to Brazil?
No. No.
Well, no, they can't take him back to Brazil. They don't have the right to, but anyways, continue. All right.
So first off, yes, he is representing the USA.
That's all you need to know is that his timing
and his judgment was bad.
Yes.
His timing could not have been worse, and his judgment was bad. Okay. He is not the sharpest tool in the shed here. He is not.
Nope.
But he also can't use the argument that he doesn't have the experience. He's 35.
He's 32.
32.
But first off, yes, he is representing the US, but why aren't we backing him up? Why is the U.S. leaving him out to dry right now? Why is nobody defending him?
Because the
U.S. media is destroying this guy, leaving him in Brazil. One of the other swimmers
He's not in Brazil. He's in the United
States.
He
is now, but the U.S. media has destroyed this guy.
Should we be glorifying that kind of stuff?
No, but he should not be destroying this guy.
He did something bad.
He did not lie. First off, he was not a liar.
Fabricated a story.
This guy had too much to drink. He broke one sign, and the Brazilian police...
Did he get robbed at gunpoint?
The Brazilian police, which were off-duty security cops, pulled a gun on him, read him his rights in Portuguese, which he did not understand, and then asked for money. So he had to pay up money that he had no idea what for.
Got a gun. That's what happens in Brazil. That's the way their police... You gotta pay them.
No, you do not pay them.
Yes.
The other Olympic swimmer was extorted for
$11,000. We're going to go to South America, Thomas.
$11,000 one of the other swimmers had to pay just to leave Brazil. That's extortion.
Well, none of this would happen if Lochte didn't make up the lie about it.
He was extorted and had a gun pulled on him in Brazil. And this guy is coming across and we're destroying him for lying? This is ridiculous. No. The coverage on Ryan Lochte, the media owes him an apology. He did make a bad choice, bad judgment, and bad timing on this, but they owe him an apology because this is ridiculous. They were extorted, and he had to pay money to leave Brazil.
How about this? And I know I didn't really want to talk about conduct issues. I'm reading an article here on MSN. You know, it says, quote, Lochte has acknowledged he was highly intoxicated. His behavior led to the confrontation, unquote. And then it, you know, has the kind of breakdown. They were at a party. They left a club at 5:50 a.m. How about you go to the Olympics, you play sports, and then you go home?
You know, if he did this when he was at home,
that?
Fine.
See, that's the thing is, nobody questions the way these guys, nobody likes to question the way these guys, we're all into this whole mentality of, you know, you can go do whatever you want. But what about the kids who might looked up to Ryan Lochte? I mean, we had, do you guys remember being in elementary school? David, did you go to private school or did you go to private school your whole life?
I went to charter school.
Okay, charter school. So, you know, running around. Actually, this might be just me because you went to private school your whole life.
I did.
You know, you walk into the cafeteria and you got that, like, milk poster, just drink it, and the milk mustache. You got Derek Jeter up there and Michael Phelps, Tony Hawk, you know? Those were the
Lance
role
Armstrong.
Models when
Michael
you were growing
Phelps
up.
Is a role
Lance,
model?
Lance Armstrong.
Lance Armstrong.
I'm talking about, like, 2003. I'm talking about before everything happened. Lance Armstrong is another one that was up there.
Yeah.
And gosh, I you're really dating me now, but people like that, should they be held to a higher standard for being, if you're labeled a role model in
yes,
sports?
There's no question.
Should you be able to just run around and live your life? I am questioning America's morals.
No, of course not. They should not be doing that. But what he did was not as bad as the media put him out to be. Because he did get a gun pulled on him. They read him his rights in Portuguese, which he does not understand, and they asked him for money to get it.
The biggest mistake he made was lying about it. All he had to do was tell the truth, and none of this would have happened.
Well, obviously, because he's not the smartest guy, it came across as a lie. But was it really a lie?
So what's coming upon him is his own fault.
What did he say? What did he say? He said he got robbed at gunpoint for money. That's pretty accurate because he got a gun pulled on him and he had to give money for him to leave.
Well, you need to realize how the police are in South America.
He was a little intoxicated, so it was kind of hard for him.
Exactly. So he made a dumb choice, and it
led... I agree he did make a dumb choice.
And it led to a situation that he did not have to be in, and it was just, you know, it just was not a good situation. But
how about this? Should the U.S. Olympic Commission, when these athletes are going out... Should they do more to protect them?
Well,
like, you know what I mean? Like, letting Ryan Lochte's... Yeah, that's what I'm saying is...
But he was
Ryan Lochte was
events.
Out on at 6 in the morning at a gas station. I mean...
I agree if this was during his time in his events.
Yeah, but he's still there.
He's
still,
still
part of the Olympics. He's still representing the team.
Yeah,
he's still representing the team.
But there were three other swimmers with him.
If he wants to go
him.
Party, come back home.
There were
Nobody
three,
was keeping
there
him
there.
There
were three other swimmers with him, and I bet you can't name any of them.
No, I can't because...
I can't.
But that it doesn't matter. I can name Ryan Lochte. That's all you need to know.
And that was really the whole part of it. So with this, okay, how about this? You brought up the naming thing. Would this have been such a big issue if it wasn't Ryan Lochte? You think the media targets Ryan Lochte?
Yeah. This is
Do you think the media
apology.
Has a reason to target Ryan
this
Lochte?
This man lost three endorsements.
Should he have lost the endorsements?
Probably millions of dollars.
So you say he should and say he shouldn't.
No, he should not lose millions of dollars out of his pocket for a mistake. And for
because
getting extorted.
It's all about
why
the
should,
role model.
Why
thing.
Should he lose the endorsement?
Nobody
deals,
because he made it. He is a role.
Okay,
he
so,
was a role model to.
So
these,
he doesn't get the chance to earn a living anymore.
Okay, the guy's got plenty of money to live off of. Let's
good.
Not start.
And it's not
about
like he's
going to
stop swimming anytime soon. He's going to keep swimming. He's
well,
going
to suspend him. He might not be able to swim anytime soon.
Well, they're talking about suspending him through the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. And as far as people that know him, somebody we brought on our show last year, Scott Fowler, covers Ryan Lochte a lot because Lochte trains in Charlotte. Scott even said that they should suspend him through the 2020 Olympics. That's the only fair...
You can't suspend him for 4 years.
That's what he said.
You can't
it brings
suspend
a lot
this
of
guy
negative
for 4 years.
To the U.S. Olympic team.
Because the media is portraying it that way.
The media is just reporting on facts.
So why isn't Michael Phelps get... Why didn't Michael Phelps?
What?
He had three DWIs and got caught
they did.
Doing illegal stuff. Why wasn't he suspended for the Olympics? Because he was a bad role model. Because he's got 23 medals?
That helps.
See? Do you see
whatever
the bias?
Case. All right. Well, whatever the case, you know, Ryan Lochte, we'll see what happens with that. But you know what? Would you put Ryan Lochte and Hope Solo situations on a similar pedestal
no.
there?
No.
No.
So you think Hope Solo's situation... Because Ryan Lochte actually broke a law. Hope Solo was just highly critical and had a bad attitude.
She did break a
no,
law
No, I'm
in
talking
her past.
About in this situation right now. Hope Solo was highly critical, and she kind of dissed her team a little bit.
But it's hard
Ryan
to
Lochte
separate
broke
her past.
A law.
It's hard to separate Hope Solo's past.
But I'm if talking you- about now. Because in the past, Ryan Lochte has said some questionable things, but we're talking about what he did now. Hope Solo is past that. You can't really hold that. I'm talking about weighing, you know, apples. Are we talking about apples to apples here? And I don't think we are. I think what Ryan Lochte did is worse than what Hope Solo did right now.
Oh,
yes.
I do.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But
because
I can't
Ryan Lochte is
past.
Bringing international attention to the United States. He's causing an international crisis. Brazil wants Ryan Lochte.
Because they want his money.
Sweden is not going after Hope Solo.
They want him back because they want his money, Joe. They want his money.
But he also did something wrong. You got to be accountable to that.
He broke a $50 sign.
It's the same thing.
$50 sign.
So I can just go around breaking stuff.
It's a conduct thing.
Go to the New York subway system and see how many of those poster signs are broken. And how many of those people got in trouble for that.
I think he should be held accountable.